Aristotle Onassis, perhaps the first mediatized tycoon, was principally famous for being rich and for exhibiting it. An ethnic Greek refugee from southern Turkey, he went to Argentina, made a lump of cash by importing Turkish tobacco, then became a shipping magnate. He was reviled when he married Jacqueline Kennedy, the widow of the American president John F. Kennedy, which drove the heartbroken opera singer Maria Callas to immure herself in a Paris apartment to await death. If you study Onassis's life, which I spent part of my early adulthood doing, you'd notice an interesting regularity. Work, in the conventional sense, was not his thing. He didn't even bother to have a desk, let alone an office. He wasn't just a dealmaker, which doesn't necessitate having an office, but he also ran a shipping empire, which requires day-to-day monitoring. Yet his main tool was a notebook, which contained all the information he needed. Onassis spent his life trying to socialize with the rich and famous, and to pursue and collect women. He generally woke up at noon. If he needed legal advice, he would summon his lawyers to some nightclub in Paris at 2 a.m., He was said to have an irresistible charm, which helped him take advantage of people. Let us go beyond the anecdote. There may be a fooled by randomness effect here, of making a causal link between Onassis's success and his modus operandi. I may never know if Onassis was skilled or lucky, though I'm convinced that his charm opened doors for him, but I can subject his modus to a rigorous examination by looking at empirical research on the link between information and understanding. So this statement, additional knowledge of the minutiae of daily business can be useless, even actually toxic, is indirectly but quite effectively testable. Show two groups of people a blurry image of a fire hydrant, blurry enough for them not to recognize what it is. For one group, increase the resolution slowly, in 10 steps. For the second, do it faster, in 5 steps. Stop at a point where both groups have been presented an identical image and ask each of them to identify what they see. The members of the group that saw fewer intermediate steps are likely to recognize the hydrant much faster. Moral? The more information you give someone, the more hypotheses they will formulate along the way, and the worse off they will be. They see more random noise and mistake it for information.